Federal unions say they've worked hard to rebuild their relationships with agency management over the past 8 years. An executive order President Obama signed back in 2009 reestablished that formal partnership between unions and management. But federal union leaders are worried about how these partnerships might fare under the next administration. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
Federal union leaders say the executive order President Obama signed almost 8 years ago now is a big reason why their relationships with agency management have slowly gotten stronger. The order specifically sets up a former partnership between unions and agencies, and it also created the Council on Federal Labor Management Relations. But it wasn't always that way. J. David Cox is the national president of the American Federation of Government Employees.
During the last almost eight years, we're coming sort of to the end, we've sort of had a roller coaster ride with labor management relationships. I wouldn't say it's been like the Clinton years or the Bush years. I'd say it's been more of a mixture of those 2 years that we have seen in labor relations. I believe I'm back to what President Carter said, that we're at the start. And those of you that know me well know that I'm an eternal optimist.
Obama re-signed the partnership memo after President George W. Bush repealed the order his predecessor, Bill Clinton, signed back in 1993. Union leaders say that the future of labor management relations next year will likely depend on the incoming president and administration. And that's frustrating for them, as their relationships with agency management have ebbed and flowed, usually based on the political whims of the administration at the time. Greg Juneman is the president of the International Federation of Professional and Technical Engineers. His union represents members from both the public and private sectors.
What happens is it has to make sense at the top, not just at the president's level, but every secretary, every department head, every agency head, every center director. This is what I'm hearing from my locals, that when I ask them how is partnership working, they will say it's working great, or you know what, it was working really well, and then the captain retired, the captain got promoted, the center director moved on, we got somebody new, and now it isn't working so well. It has to make sense at the top and has to be driven at the top, where the people that make decisions will show up at the partnership meetings to engage with their workforce and to make sure that this is done.
Juneman and other federal union leaders certainly wouldn't discount the impact that the partnership executive order has made on their relationships with agency managers. But the order itself could use some work.
This executive order lacks enforcement mechanism, that as there's no teeth involved, nobody says this has to be done. We've even had part of our council said, okay, we need to put incentives to make sure that the executive order gets carried out. It's an executive order. It's not an executive suggestion. This is what the president has ordered. Labor and management must work together collaboratively for the benefit of this nation.
Tony Reardon is the president of the National Treasury Employees Union.
Accountability's got to happen. If there's no accountability, it's not going to, it's just not going to work, and we've seen that. You know, I hear people talk all the time, you know, back when we had real partnership under Bill Clinton. But that's what it was in large measure, I believe, about, that there was some accountability that agencies had to the administration.
Bill Dugan is the president of the National Federation of Federal Employees. He says agencies need to recognize that there's value in working with union leadership if they want the partnerships they've built to outlive the Obama administration.
We got to share a belief that we're more effective and efficient in accomplishing the mission of the agency when we work in partnership. If we don't believe that, partnership's not going to work. It's not going to be sustained.
Reardon says when labor management relationships are strong, employee engagement improves. He's watched the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation improve to the number one ranking among mid-sized agencies on the 2015 Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. He says that success wouldn't have happened without their partnership.
Where we have a workplace excellence memorandum of understanding that really, I believe, contributes to the very high marks and rankings in the best places to work. The Workplace Excellence Program was launched back in 2012 through a partnership between NTEU and the FDIC to maintain and enhance positive workplace change at the FDIC. And I will also tell you that I think just as important is the fact that Chairman Marty Gruenberg and I both are very visible in our support of this entire program. And so employees and managers alike see that it is something that we value. And ultimately, I think that that helps to move the program in a very positive direction.
Councils and NTEU look at the results of the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey each year. They reach out to agency employees to gather more feedback.
Where the disconnect comes in, where the problem is, that they year after year after year take the survey and nothing is really done with that data to change any outcomes or the way that things are done in the workplace. And so I think that's a problem. And so what I've already said, I really believe the next logical question for all of us is, so where's the disconnect?
NTEU uses the feedback it's gathered to work with agencies to develop more workplace initiatives. And they address things like training, communication, professional development, and job rotations. About 60% of the federal workforce, or 1.2 million employees, belong to a collective bargaining unit. Acting Office of Personnel Management Director Beth Colbert says she's seen the value in working with the federal unions, especially when they needed to reach a large number of federal employees during the aftermath of the OPM breach.
One of the things that we did in that process was we were trying to understand how we could best reach federal employees and communicate to them in ways that they understand, because it was complicated and made people a little nervous. And so we also had great collaboration with all of your teams. I remember actually us taking the website to a bunch of the web, you've all got folks who work on communications. And so we said, hey, we need more good minds from people closer to the people we're trying to reach. We had a way to get direct feedback, but we actually reached out and you were great. We said, here this is, what's different? How can we use this? How can we leverage you as partners in getting these important messages out to people? So a thanks to all of you for being our partners in actually communicating, helping people's concerns get addressed.
Getting employees and other parties involved in those kinds of decisions before they happen makes them feel more valued, engaged, and more productive. Here's Dugan.
It's a way to engage the workforce. They become engaged, they become empowered, and we see transformational things happening in agencies where you have an engaged and an empowered workforce.
In Chicago, Nicola Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this story with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.